If you need to create online interactive timelines, then you might choose to look at X timeline. So that's just timeline with an X in front. It's free to register, so once you set yourself up with an account, you can create your first timelines. To do that, you give it a title, you choose what language it is. If you might be something interesting to do with students who are studying other languages. You can choose a custom URL for it if it's free. So that means that it'll look quite familiar in the address bar rather than just being a jumble of random letters. You can give it a photo, a sort of an icon which is used when it's listed in the gallery. Choose what category it fits in from a fairly narrow list, it has to be said. Give it a few tags. And then a description, so some narrative to say what it's about. You can choose what privacy settings it has, and there's quite a range to choose from. You can choose whether or not it's public or private, and that's usual. You can decide whether the discussion that's enabled for it is either public and anybody can post that discussion, or it's just for timeline editors to discuss. And the editors themselves, anybody can request to be an editor, and you as the original editor or creator can choose whether or not to approve those requests, or you can even make it so that no approval is required and that anybody can edit timeline. So that's quite a range to choose from. Once you get down to actually editing the timeline itself, it's fairly straightforward. You're adding events, which you give a name to each event. You choose a date or a range of dates if it spans a time period. Again, you can tag it, and this makes, well, if you've got an awful lot of events in there, it can make finding the events easy to do if you've tagged them correctly. You can add some media, and that can either be a picture which you upload, or you can use an embed code. So there may be a picture elsewhere on the web. Some narrative to describe what that event's about, and then save it and move on to the next one. And you gradually build up. The finished product is highly interactive, so the user can scroll across the screen, they can click on the individual events and pop open some extra information and look at the images if you added any images. You can distribute it either using the custom URL you set up, or you've got an embed code. So there's lots of different outputs. So if you want some interactivity from people contributing to it, then XTimeline might be useful.